And open up to Revelation chapter 16. Revelation chapter 16. We're going to be finishing out this chapter, verses 17 to 21, the final vial. 17 to 21. Hear the word of the Lord. This is page 1485 in the Bibles provided. Hear the word of the Lord. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings. And there was a great earthquake such as one was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. I remind the congregation yet again that the trumpets and the vials are in parallel. And this one especially, because the seventh trumpet, it opened up all of the vials. And because it opened up all of the vials, and all the vials are contained in that seventh trumpet, at the seventh trumpet, the end was prophesied. And it ought to be. Because the end, of course, was at the end of the vials. We have here in the seventh vial, the prophecy of the very end of the ages, before Jesus returns to judge the wicked and the righteous. And so you see that this vial is poured out upon the air. Why is it upon the air? Because the prince of the power of the air has been given for a season until this time to Satan. And so this now is a vial poured out upon Satan's dominion and all of its earthly connections and habitations. Remember that the power of the beast, the false prophet, the unholy trinity, remember that the power behind it is Satan. And so this final vial is cutting at the root of all which grows up in the earth in connection to that which is against Christ and his kingdom. And so this vial is pouring upon the air, and it is against Satan. And you have here the wonders, all of these things, the earthquakes, the thunders, the lightnings, the hail, it's all in the prophets, testimonies of that great day of the Lord, the day of judgment. And so this judgment in the prophets was often upon cities. And here it is upon cities, but not just cities, but islands, showing forth that it's every nation that's being judged now that is against Christ. So this great city that was divided into three parts, and the city of the nations fell, and the great Babylon came in remembrance. Remember, great Babylon, in the New Testament, not just in Revelation, but in the New Testament, Babylon is pointed to as that city upon the seven hills. It's that which is Rome. So here's the final. Rome was destroyed in regard to being the seat of the Antichrist, but here the city itself is destroyed, along with every nation which is in that great battle of the Armageddon, rising up against Christ and his kingdom. It will now be fallen. And even the great city is divided in three parts. And so that great city is something that we know about from chapter 11, 14, etc., and it's that city which is also, let's look, 11:8 is one note that I have, and it revealed to us what the meaning is. 11:8 says, "And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And so here you have, of course, that great city being there contemporaneous with that. It's the same as 11. Okay, so there is a judgment on all cities that are against Christ. But this does not negate, okay, we need to read this in harmony with its parallel, which is chapter 20. So if you look at the earlier vials, you're going to have 18 corresponding to the earlier vials. You're going to have 19 corresponding to this sixth vial. You're going to have 20 corresponding with the seventh vial. Okay? So this great glory time is comprehended in this seventh vial. And it's telling you about the end of that time. The end of that time after the great conversion of nations, the incoming of the Jews that we know from that sixth vial that happens, right? You have, at the end of that, this great uprising of cities against Jesus Christ. And this is their prophesied destruction in the seventh vial, which ends history. Jesus Christ comes back after that. So when we look forward to next week, 17, 18, 19, 20, these are just like it was in the times of a break in between the seals and the trumpets, or the trumpets and the vials. That break is to give us more detail on events from those things. And this is exactly what's happening, like a beautiful pattern, here in chapter 17 to 20. We're given more details about the vials. Okay? So that's what we're going to look at and see in the weeks to follow. So keep those vials in your head, and keep those trumpets that correspond to those vials in your head. The trumpets raise up the Antichrist, and the vials chop down each one of those trumpets, which led to the upseating of Antichrist. And now the vials are going to unseat him and destroy all of the enemies of Jesus Christ. So that's the seventh vial. Now, what we'll be responding